as far north as Chicago. Town Hall News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this hour of the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. Glad to have you here on this Thursday afternoon. I am Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. And with us in the studio today are my secretary of the Duval GOP, John Kraft.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Always here. My eye candy from WBOB.
What? How did I become that?
Mr. Velvet Voice, because I've been convincing him. He keeps coming in saying, do you need me today? Yes, I have to have you today. You need to be in this studio because, you know, hey, so yes.
Okay.
Roger Henderson.
It's nothing wrong with putting in 10 hours a day. Somebody's got to do
Roger.
Somebody's got to. And I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with this thing.
Roger always asks the more insightful questions.
He does.
Some things that we don't even think about.
Well, you know, Roger is here in the studio on a regular basis. My little microphone's falling apart or something.
I'll fix that during the break.
Okay, good. Okay. You know, because I've got a limp mic. For those of you who, it's a good thing we don't have video playing with us, because, right. Yeah, it would not be good. Okay. So, and then we have special guests here in the studio today with us for the hour, I'm hoping, will be Randy White.
Hey, Randy,
I'm glad you're here. Randy is a gentleman who was running for City Council District 12 to replace Doyle Carter when in March and May you were going to actually be running for next year's election in 2019 when Doyle was term limited. But circumstances happened, as they always do in politics, and the tax collector position came up. Doyle Carter decided he wanted to run for tax collector, so he had to resign his seat on city council. You wound up on the August ballot, and when qualifying ended, you were it.
Yes, no one else qualified, so that put me in as a councilman-elect.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll go in office 1st of September.
I think so, yeah. A supervisor of elections has to certify the election, which happens after August 28th, and then you will be sworn in.
Correct,
so,
yes.
So you are, yeah, for all intent and purposes, you are the councilman-elect from District 12, and we'll be in there in short order, which is a good thing. So we also will have with us, hopefully relatively soon here, we will have another new councilman, and that is Terrence Freeman, who has just been appointed by the governor to cover District 10. And we'll as soon as he gets called in here, we'll get him hooked up here and ready to go. So, all right, so Randy, District 10.
12.
District 12, 12. I'm sorry, District 12. What? Why did you want to run for District 12? Why are you in there?
Well, born and raised in Jacksonville, and had a good career, a 32-year career on the fire department, and ended up at the top.
First responder, huh?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Like I say, already been retired 7 years, and I've always been in politics on the city side of being in administration, and had a good person out there with Mr. Carter, and he's termed out, so I just wanted to carry on the things he's doing and see what I can do for the West Side.
Okay. We just got notice that Terrence Freeman has called in, so we want to be sure to welcome him to the show. Now, Terrence, I believe, only has 15 minutes with us, so we'll go ahead and kind of switch back over to Terrence for a second. Terrence, welcome to the show. Are you on there?
Yes, I am, Karen. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. I know it's been a whirlwind week, 2 weeks for you, but Thank you so much for taking the time to spend a few minutes with us here on the radio today. You've been put into an untenable position, but quite frankly, the governor did a brilliant thing by appointing you to fill the District 10 position that was opened up when Reggie Brown was suspended for 38 indictments, counts of indictment anyway. And definitely left a hole. We need somebody in there who's going to do the job and who's going to do it with without compromising his moral character, without compromising the law. And you are the perfect person to step in and handle that. Tell me what's been going on with you for the last few days here.
Well, I appreciate it. And yeah, the last several days have definitely been eventful. For me, it's really about getting out, meeting people. If that's meeting the seniors in the morning and walking 2 miles like I did on Monday, or today meeting seniors at the senior center and just sitting down with them and becoming a part of the community, that's what I've been doing, and just talking to community leaders. The more I'm finding that I get in front of people, the more I'm learning that, you know, they're not really as concerned as much about Republican or Democrat. They're more concerned about drainage. They're more concerned about trees being trimmed. They're concerned about lights that are out being lit so that the community is safe. And I'm there saying, I'm going to show up every day. I want to work hard for this 10-month window to move District 10 forward.
I can't think of a better person to do it. I've known you for quite some time. I have great admiration for your work ethic, for your honesty, for your commitment to doing the right thing and to helping people. I have seen you. I have watched you work with people of all areas. I've watched you some of the work that you've done with the youth and your youth coaching and that kind of thing throughout Jacksonville, not in one community or another, but everywhere. I know you've got a background. You were an educator and principal of a school over on the west side, weren't you?
Absolutely, you know, and that's one of the things when I'm out in the community, and the first thing I hear is, "Yes, I saw you on TV," and I smile and I'm saying, "Yes." And I'm sure you heard one side of a story, and that's fine. But can I share my side of it? And when I share with them that, you know, the son of a preacher, my mom was a retired social worker, my brother's a bishop, and that servanthood is all I've ever known. And so I was fortunate that when I graduated from high school, and I was going to go on to be a doctor and attend FAMU, that I got drafted by Major League Baseball. And so I went off and played for several years, but when I got injured and had to retire, I went back to school, landed in Jacksonville, went in 1999, went back to school, and became an educator. I went into service myself. And so I taught in the classroom, I've been an athletic director, and I've been a principal at all of this school on the west side of Jacksonville, where a lot of our students that we drew from came from the district.
Right.
And we played our sports in the district. Baseball every day, 6 days a week. I was in the community playing in District 10. Mm-hmm. And in the summers, I would hold camps and invite kids throughout the communities from the various high schools, Reigns, Reball, and they would all come out and practice and play with us. So, you know, that narrative that's put out there that, you know, I'm not a part of it. Yes, I wasn't born in the community here. I wasn't raised here. But I've been a part of it for many years and just did it without asking for fanfare.
Exactly. I know that... I know that you've worked hard over the years. Like I said, I've had a front row seat to some of the things that you've been involved in, and I have the utmost respect for you. I truly do, and I think it's amazing. You know, that again, like you said, when you sit down and you talk with people and you want to find out what their issues are, what can I do for you? Which is, I know where you come from just naturally. That more than overrides this political nonsense that is going on right now. And that's what it is. It's just a political cheap shot to keep you roiled up and keep the community roiled up so that people won't accept you. And yet, right, like you said, once you get there, once you meet with people face to face, they people do understand. They get it. And right, and I think that they will just automatically feel that you care about them and what happens to them.
Terrence, right, you know, our boundaries, our districts join each other, and I'm tickled that you're there. You're there ahead of me, of course, and you can show me some things when I get there. But I think between us, with our districts joining each other, we can do great things for the folks out there.
Absolutely, Randy. I'm excited about it, and I'll actually be doing a community meeting close week. And I'm just going to do community meetings every week and continue to get in front of people. And Karen, to your point about the politics of the matter, mm-hmm, you know, it's, I'm looking forward to my meeting tonight, 6:30. And, you know, obviously there's been a lot of chatter about it, and I'm curious and anxious to see exactly the response that's going to come. But the message is going to be the same. And that's the one thing that I can control, is that I am here for the district and for the members, the residents of District 10.
There you go.
And I'm going to keep showing up and listening to their concerns, and I'm going to go back and work my butt off to try to bring solutions
home. That's the Terrence I know. That's the Terrence I know. Keep your eye on the ball and don't let them distract you.
Correct.
That's perfect. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of like the old, it's kind of like watching Donald Trump and all of the detractors there. You know, like he goes ahead and he keeps his focus. He does what he needs to do. He gets things accomplished. And for those political people out there, I mean, it just drives them into a frenzy, but he does what needs to be done, and he's successful, and he's doing what, and I see you doing the exact same thing. You know how to keep your eye on the ball, which is my best analogy to your coaching and your baseball background.
I'll close, and I'll get back to prepping for my meeting tonight, but you know, for those that are in that political bubble, that echo chamber,
mm-hmm.
you know, yes, they're going to be emotional and they're going to come out. And I get it. They didn't elect me. I was appointed. But I'm here.
Right.
And since I'm here, why not work with me? Mm. And so I'm just not going to allow those distractors to come out and take my eye off of the goal, which is to serve people. I'm going to love people. I'm going to serve people. And I'm going to be consistent, because I know trust is not going to be given. It's earned.
Yes.
And the only way I'm going to earn it is by continually showing up and following through with whatever, not really making promises, but whatever opportunities I get to have success, whatever success looks like, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
my plan. So I thank you so much for giving me a little bit of time. Randy, sorry to jump in on your conversation. And I hope you guys have a great rest of the show.
Terrence, thank you so much. John, quick.
I was just going to relate the story that I had the day with Terrence. I said to many people, I liked Terrence, but the day that I spent the entire day with him and get to talk with him and find the inner character,
right.
I really like Terrence.
Terrence Freeman is a stand-up guy, and I am proud to have Terrence Freeman as a Republican on our team. And I think the people of District 10, as they get to know him, will be proud that he is there helping them, serving their community. Great guy.
Not only as a Republican, he's the epitome of what a man should be.
You know what? There you go. And on that note, we are getting ready to wrap up this first segment. But I'll tell you what, we appreciate Terrence Freeman being on the show with us. We will talk more with him as the weeks and months go by. But right now, stay tuned, and we will be back after these messages.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at greystonekitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get.
Queens Harbor, prestige, excellence. This Saturday, you're invited to join us at Queens Harbor Country Club for a community-wide open house from noon until 3. Nearly every home available for purchase will be open to the public. Golf course homes, pool homes, and deep water homes. I'm Jerry Landrum with the Legends of Real Estate. My golf course property on Queens Harbor Boulevard is just one of the 25 properties that you'll be able to visit. Tell security that you're there for the open house and receive one of our handouts. We can't wait to meet you.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party. Joining me is John Kraft,
hello,
secretary of Duval GOP, and Randy White, our soon-to-be councilman from District 12. Randy.
Glad to be here, and like I said, talking about Terrence, just got off the air. Such a great guy, and he's that guy that I try to be also. He's a right is right and wrong is wrong guy, and he'll do a lot for that district. And I'm, like I told him, I'm tickled that his district borders mine. Because there's really no magical lines. It's you're trying to do the best thing for the folks out there, and he'll do that on his side or my side. I'll help him. I'm sure he'll help me, as the other councilman will do the same thing.
Absolutely.
So I'm
absolutely
tickled to work with him.
And you know, what I think one of the main reasons that the governor was so clear on choosing Terrence was that he indeed had the background of working in City Hall as an executive council assistant for a period of time, and knows the ins and outs, can hit the ground running. And you also have you haven't been on City Council before, but you've got a strong city background. You've worked within the City Hall and cooperated with City Hall over the years in many capacities.
Yeah, we worked with them, and I really, you know, my career was 32 years, but the last 10 or 15 years in the early 2000s, I was the firefighters union presidents. We obviously worked with all the council folks and City Hall, and then Mayor Payton, when he was elected, he appeared to like that leadership style, so he appointed me the deputy director, assistant fire chief, and that really put me in the seat for 8 years to work with everybody at City Hall. So I know the procedures, and I don't think that I'll have a big learning curve, just learning some of the new people that might be new people since I've left, but the system I understand, and I understand what it takes to try to do right by the citizens and the things they need and what government's all about, which I think is public safety and economic development and, you know, growth. And I'm fortunate enough to have Cecil Field on my side of town, which
yes,
I'm high on.
That's exciting, because there's so much huge possibility. There's so many huge possibilities for Cecil.
Yeah, land-wise, District 12 is the largest, one of the largest districts. It and two, land-wise, but it's a lot of wood still in District 12. Which I mean, I think that's where the growth will come out Normandy Boulevard. I know we've got 2,000 acres that's fixing to be developed, and we've got a new gas plant out there that'll be opening up in I think two or three weeks. And of course, Cecil, all the things going on there is wonderful. And I think most of the folks out there has got a handle on the south side of the street with all the commercial stuff. But I want to spend my time on the north side where the equestrian center is and the pool. And we've got some ballparks planned, and just try to carry on what Councilman Carter did and keep it moving forward.
Yeah.
Well, as a background, my wife and I were married in Fort Lauderdale back in 1971. And we remember and finally talk about those folks here may not know about, but Sample Road was a dirt road.
Sample
Sample was a coquina shell road back in those
days. Now,
wait
a minute. For those of us like me who have no clue, well, that is Sample Road.
That was midway up through Broward County.
Oh, well, no wonder I don't know.
Now,
I thought of you all the roads.
Yeah,
really.
Duval County is following Broward's growth. We can't grow east through to the ocean. We're bounded north and south by the county borders, but there's plenty of open land to the west. Now, so I think the growth corridor is going to be I-10, the old Highway 90, and out toward 301. We'll probably see a tremendous amount of growth in that area.
And already the city's a little ahead of the growth. Most people don't know where their fire stations are, or some do, but, you know, there's a new station coming in on Old Middleburg Road in the next year, probably. They're at Old Middleburg Road in Argyle Forest, and it's not we anymore, I'm retired, but the fire station 56 on Cecil Field, it's got a crash unit and a engine company. They're actually moving the structural side to 103rd, which will decrease response times in that area. So they're also going to build a backup communication center that JSO and JFRD could use if there's a situation or something goes down in the communication center, because just the amount of calls. When I was there, the numbers probably changed, but people don't realize Jacksonville Fire Department is the 15th largest and the 15th busiest fire department in the country, probably 150,000 runs now. So if something happens to the communication, that could be very bad. So they're taking care of that, and a lot of things going on out there, and I'm going to be proud to keep moving it forward.
It sounds like you're going to be busy with new development, and I would think a lot of businesses just looking to, get information from the city and looking to work with you in possible development, and you're going to be a busy guy.
I think right now there's 4,000 to 5,000 employees at Cecil Field already.
Wow.
On the commercial side, and now, Amazon's moved out there, and Brigstone's got a large warehouse, and other things are coming, they tell me. I've sat in a few meetings, but I got a few more to go to with, because they've got all this mapped out that it'll be pretty busy out there. They just changed the New World Avenue to POWMIA Memorial Parkway. And
really? I didn't know that.
That chapel's been repurposed to those folks, so they don't have a museum out there.
Wonderful.
And they had a grand opening of that, renaming that street last week. So that's big for them, and it's someplace you can go so we won't forget the POWs and the people missing in action. So.
I think, aren't they having, I think the Veterans Councils of the Northeast Florida counties are having a big event out there in September 22nd, I think, all-day event?
Not sure, but I think you're correct. And the Equestrian Center is just growing. And we've got some, issues because of the growth and all the programs and things that's going on out there. But we got a perfect facility. There's like 800 and something acres on the north side of the road that was set aside by the Department of Energy, the Department of Interior, for recreational purposes. And just about 125 acres, it's all that has been used. So we got a lot of growth. We're looking at travel ball, baseball fields. We're looking at girls' softball fields, looking at soccer.
We've
got the perfect place. You got the big Olympic-sized pool out there. You got place for hiking, place to ride horses. A lot of things that there's not many places left in this city to do. So we've got that on the west side. So I'm proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1. And if you've got questions for Randy or want to get in on the conversation, you can give us a call at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. And you're welcome to call in and add your 2 cents worth. John.
1 minute.
I thought he was trying to get my attention. We 1 minute before the next break.
Yeah, we do hand signals here, and I'm signaling you 1 minute, not that I had a question.
One of the hazards in this particular studio is if I'm looking at the people with whom I'm having this conversation, my back is to the window where our producer is trying to get my attention. So anyway, Randy, you are going to, truly, with all of this development and all of these possibilities on the west side, it sounds like growth is... is coming, whether people want the change or not. Growth is coming to the west side is what you're telling me, right?
It's coming. All the people are there already. We're a little behind on restaurants, and we hope they come on in, and so we don't
great.
Have to drive so far to eat, but yeah. It's coming.
Yeah, that would be great.
Growth is here. The only thing you have to do is get in the business of trying to manage it.
Get the infrastructure in, I guess. Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump is casting aside concerns about the Federal Reserve's independence and says he's not happy with the central bank's interest rate increases. Trump tells CNBC, I don't like all of this work we're putting into the economy, and then I see rates going up. The Fed last month raised its policy rate for a second time this year and projected two more increases in 2018. Curiosity about ancestry is the main reason Americans seek genetic testing, but a new poll shows that large segments of the public also want to know if they're at risk for various medical conditions. The poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds 60% of people say they'd want to know if they carry a gene associated with an incurable disease. More than 140 survivors of sexual abuse at the hands of a former team doctor for USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University join hands on stage to be honored with the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage at the ESPYs last night. You're listening to SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. I want to encourage you to live your life with a vision for eternity. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Sometimes we can get so caught up in this life that we lose focus on eternity, how real and vibrant life will be throughout eternity. Imagine yourself 10,000 years from now. Many of the things that now seem so important will then be of no value. We can live life now with a focus on eternity, envisioning what will really be important throughout all eternity.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Gentlemen, if you believe your divorce case deserves a reasonable investment in your future, then you need to visit DivorceMenOnly.com. I'm attorney Kenny Lay. Some people invest in a quality HD TV, others invest in a quality automobile, and many invest in a quality 401k. But when it comes to your divorce case, is your future also worth a quality investment? If it is, I encourage you to visit us at DivorceMenOnly.com or come visit one of our law offices in Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Ormond Beach, or Gainesville.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
All right, everybody. We're in the bottom half of the hour. And again, this is the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. We're having a good conversation here with Randy White, who is the councilman-elect for District 12. District 12 covers basically, well, the west side, right? I mean, well, what?
If you go west of 295 all the way to Maxville and all the way to Baldwin, out 103rd to Old Middleburg to part of Argyle Forest, it goes west from there, like I say, to the county line of Maxville, Baldwin, out Old Plank Road. And so it covers the deep west side, all of it. And like I say, square miles, it's probably the largest land area council district that we have in the city.
That is huge. We were having a conversation during the break, and John was asking a question.
Yeah, you've talked about the growth of the companies, Amazon. I believe Boeing's got a facility on the west side.
Flagstar, Boeing.
Everybody's growing like mad. Is there any point where you think there'd be good to interface with Duval County Schools for a vocational training program to ensure that these folks that are bringing these companies here have an educated and willing workforce?
I do, and we had that when I was in school, had the, you know, tech high school teaching other things. I mean, education is great. But I've told several people, and I believe this in my heart, if we don't do something with a technical school, in several years, there's not going to be anybody to fix your air conditioner or a plumber. It's going to cost you $300 an hour. We need folks that does those hands-on jobs. And, we don't have them. We don't have all that we need right now. You can't hardly find anybody. There's so much work going on to do all the work that's there now. So,
you know, it's true. And a lot of used to be that as you grew up, your dad taught you those skills. You just kind of learned how to build a room or how to fix a car or do whatever it is that needs to be done. But in many families, they don't learn that anymore. And then they ship them off to college. Well, they get out of college, they owe a lot of money. They can't find the job that they think they're entitled to, and they can't screw in a light bulb. They can't fix an air conditioner. You're right.
Not unless it's on an iPad. They do pretty good with that.
Well,
that's not a bad thing, but maybe we need to put some of these skills on the iPads.
Yeah, you go.
They can learn how to do it.
Karen and I have been working with development. The kids locally will say, well, I want to be a web developer. I want to be able to work from home. Well, remember, there's a guy in Pakistan or there's a guy in India that will do the job for about $3 an hour. So focus on service jobs that you must be on site. You've got to turn a wrench. You've got to have talent on site, because if it's going to be done via computer, the little guy overseas can do it a whole heck of a lot cheaper than you can.
It's true. It is true. It's a world economy, and it was amazing to us, but yeah. They're there, and some of them do really good work. So
and instant work. We were working with a crew, and the guy was sitting there with a Skype type of arrangement on his computer, and Skyping to a young man in Pakistan, and immediately what we were wanting was happening right in front of us.
They refreshed the screen about a minute later, and poof,
it's done.
There it was, amazing. So.
But they can't turn the wrench.
That's right.
Over at Cecil Field.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's we've got, you know, certainly that we're going to see a lot coming out of District 10 over the next decade. And
12. District 12.
I'm sorry, we'll District 12.
We'll you get here, Terrence.
Yeah,
that's all right. We'll see stuff out of District 10 also.
I think so too.
There's not much room left there. He's got to come over to help me if we don't have any growth, because that's where the open space is.
That is true. But I think, you know, I think some of those good vocational programs we're talking about would benefit all of our districts.
Yes.
And that's something that I hope that we can take a better look at. I wanted to mention there's some things coming up. We always try to make people aware of places that you can go during the week that allow you to meet candidates or meet your elected officials, find out what's going on, get to know them, that kind of thing. And of course, we are always talking to you about know who you're voting for. Just go out and vote for somebody because I think I heard that name before, or you know, they were the top one on the list. Find out who the candidates are and place your vote and be an informed voter. So one of the events that's actually tonight is the River City Republican Club. Again, remember, you can find most of these events on DuvalGOP.com. If you ever have questions, go to DuvalGOP.com, see what you can find right there. But River City Republican Club meets at the Salem Center. That's the same building that this studio is in. And tonight at 6 o'clock, they've got their meeting coming up. You can get the address on DuvalGOP.com. But the speakers tonight will be Representative Cord Byrd and Representative Jason Fisher. And they're going to be talking about not just what has happened in Tallahassee lately, but plans for this coming year and, really what's going on a state level. They'll be available to give a presentation, but they're also going to be taking a lot of questions. And both of them are great guys. Both of them are pretty fluent in what's happening. So they'll be able to field questions really, really well. That would be a really good event to be in. If you are available tonight, Salem Center is right off of JTB and I-95. Did you have something, Randy?
I just want to add, I'm not a golfer, but they got a pretty nice golf course on Cecil Field that they've done a lot with. And they changed the name, really, to New World Sports Center. And there's something else going on out there called disc golf, and the people plays
disc golf.
Then okay. I would call it frisbee golf because you know what frisbee is.
Frisbee, I remember.
They now call them disc golf, and you throw them at this thing down the runway, I guess, or down the fairway, and they're number three in the U.S.
Okay, so because I've never heard of this before, so you take this frisbee thing. And you fly it down the fairway on a golf course?
On a golf course, yes.
Well, it's a golf course
that has been set up.
Simulation, yes.
Wait a minute, simulation.
Well,
it's a golf course, and then you throw the frisbee or the disc 200 yards, 300. They have par fives, fours.
Okay. Instead of getting out there with that club. And
if you throw it 300 yards the first time, you go and pick it up, and you got 200 yards more to go, and then you get par.
Don't think anybody's going to frisbee 200, 300 yards.
Though. I don't know. Frisbee. You catch the wind, man. You can go with a frisbee.
Well, I used to tell the story about my golfing. I get cards from about 14 different golf pros here in Duval County.
Really?
At the end of the year, they send me cards thanking me for not showing up on their golf course.
Yeah, I can understand that. I used to play golf a lot, and I was really bad at it, but I didn't care because on the back of our cart, we always had a huge cooler of strawberry daiquiris. So I was good. But, you know, I broke 100 once. Oh, my gosh, the celebration we had. Nonetheless, so much for my golf experience. If you want to get in on any of this conversation, give us a call, 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. You're welcome to call in and ask questions or got
make
something else you want to say. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But this disc golf is at Cecil?
It's at Cecil Field at the New World Sports Complex.
Sounds fun.
You can go on the internet, I guess, and see about it.
Okay.
And they also fixing to have a new archery course. Don't have a 220 station courses that don't have 3D target. When I say 3D, a 3D, I guess, pigs and 3D whatever you shoot archery at. And that's supposed to be real big because they've got all the area for it. And they're starting to have some people that run. The Jacksonville Track Club is having four events out there this year.
Oh,
and
really?
In October, they don't have over 1,200 kids that's running the track or running the cross country.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of big things happening out there, and people should go out there and take a look at it.
You know, this is great because people, and it's good to see that kind of development and those kinds of things happening over on the west side because, you know, for a long time, if you wanted to do anything on the west side, you had to drive to downtown or drive to the north side or drive out to the beach or whatever. So that's excellent. That's excellent. Join the West Side and go out and have some fun.
I remember years ago they had hot air balloons. It was either at Herlong or at
really?
Yes, big big yeah. event. And Herlong. Boy, that was Herlong. That was.
Ooh, that would be beautiful.
Oh, that was it would rival.
We ought to see about bringing something like that back. That would be cool.
I think they still have some occasionally. You can go skydiving out of Herlong, and if you want,
everyone else can go skydiving.
If you want to jump out of a good plane, you can.
Yeah, right. Anybody who wants to do that, I don't get it, but okay. We'll come back for our last segment here in a few minutes. We've got a few other events to tell you about. We've got a statewide candidate for governor who's going to weekend. So we will talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Paid for by Kimberly Sadler for Duval County, Judge Group 8.
If you believe that protecting our Constitution is at the heart of our legal system, then you can trust judicial candidate Kimberly Sadler. Accomplished with years of experience fighting for justice and fairness in our courtrooms, Kimberly has dedicated her legal career to ensuring the law works for all citizens of Jacksonville. As a former division chief in our public defender's office and serving with distinction in private practice, Kimberly Sadler is a uniquely qualified candidate with both private and public service. Experienced in litigating thousands of cases here in Florida's First Coast, Sadler will bring a high level of competence to the bench with the kind of professionalism that's rooted in our values and the Constitution. Proven to be trustworthy, fair, and honorable. Let's vote Kimberly Sadler for Duval County Judge.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
This was one of the funniest things ever to see Jim Clapper out there. I mean, is he still selling that awful book he wrote? Everyone's out there hawking a book now. Now, Jim, here's all we want to know. Were there other informants inside the campaign? Were there other people that you all sent inside the campaign? Lord knows who else they sent in there. They tried to say yesterday, oh, there was no one else. How do we know that? I don't trust these people farther than I can throw them.
Laura Ingraham, now weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
All right, everybody. Last few minutes of the Inside Track with Duval GOP. Again, if you have questions, give us a call at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. And this is WBOB on AM 600 and FM 101.1. Very glad to have you with us this afternoon. Wanted to let you know about some other things coming up. Saturday morning, the candidate for governor, Congressman Ron DeSantis, will be in Jacksonville, and he's having an event at over on San Jose Boulevard. It is going to be, doors will open at 8:30. Program will start at 9 o'clock, and you can take a look on Eventbrite. There's a place to sign up. It's free to go to the event. It's like a meet and greet. Get an opportunity to ask questions and listen to to his positions on the various issues, running for the governor's seat, but also he'd be able to just spend some time. I would imagine. I think Casey's going to be with him as well, his wife Casey, lovely lady, very talented woman, and you know, if you haven't had a chance to see him lately, I know that they've been traveling around the state of Florida. You know, it's a huge state. They haven't had a lot of time to spend in Jacksonville, so this is one of those opportunities. So like I said, you can find it on Eventbrite. It's the meet and greet with Ron DeSantis. You can also go to the Facebook page for Republican Party of Duval. It's actually Facebook/Duval GOP, and you can find the announcement for it there as well. Also, Monday. On Monday, we've got two events. Both of them are sponsored by Republican clubs here in the county. First of all, on the west side, we've got an event going on at Harvest Time Church. Harvest Time Church is located on Old Middleburg Road at No Road. Again, you can find exact details on DuvalGOP.com. And this Monday, they are doing a forum for all three Republican tax collector candidates. We've got a special election going on in August. Our tax collector has resigned. That was Michael Corrigan, and he has taken another position. So we have three Republicans running for that seat. You have an opportunity to get to know them. They include Dawe Carter, who is the one, the councilman that Randy is replacing on city council. We also have Jim Overton, who was a property appraiser in years past. And then we also have Lake Ray, who was former councilman and former state representative. So those three Republican candidates will be at Harvest Time Church on Monday, July 23rd. If you are anywhere over on the west side, come out and listen to these three guys. Find out who they are. Find out who you want to support. And it is extremely important. Again, you want to make sure that you get to know your candidates and place an informed vote. The primary is coming up on August 28th. We don't have that much longer to go. So this event, they do have a dinner. I believe this month it's a chicken dinner with all the fixings. If you want to go to dinner, it's 6 o'clock and it's $10. If you don't want to go to dinner, that's fine too. The forum starts at 7. There is no cost to attend. And again, they will be open for questions. You'll be able to meet them. So be sure and get out there. I know I will be out there this month. I always like to participate as often as I can in some of these bigger forums. So, you know, join me.
Well, the other thing that I'd like to inject, that everyone talks about how everything happens in Washington, that
right.
The president, the vice president, and through Congress, and those people are definitely, obviously, very important. However, the folks closest to your wallet,
mm-hmm.
the closest that have the influence on your life, is number one, city council,
yep.
And the school board. And all of these local offices,
right.
You need to be the most informed voter that you can be. Go out and test these folks. Ask questions.
exactly.
Really, and right. Discern who they are, what they stand for, and be that informed voter, because you're about to make a decision, a 4-year decision,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the only decision, the only way you're going to make that decision is the where they're placed on the list, or who's
right.
got the longest or longest
right.
name, or what's going on there. So
get out there and find out for yourself. There's nothing that really replaces. I mean, you can read all the literature you want, you can watch the ads that come out, but bottom line, there's nothing that replaces meeting somebody face to face, asking them a question, watching their eyes when they answer you.
Determine that handshake. Is it a firm handshake, or was he looking somewhere else when he,
yeah,
you know, those sort of things.
Yeah. Every once in a while. You know, I have to say, we are very blessed in Duval County to have some really, really, really good people.
Yes.
In the Republican Party and on the Republican bench. We really do. We do occasionally get a ringer in there now and then who may not be totally what we would expect. And so I'm not, and not in this race, by the way. I mean, we've got three really good people here in this race. But it does pay. It does pay to get out there and find out who has your moral values and will stand up against the tide and do what's right. Because occasionally we have a problem with somebody who does not do so, and we want to try and avoid that situation. So, again, get out, find out who your candidates are. Place an informed vote. Also Monday night, now we were talking about West Side Club. If you live out by the beaches, same night, same bat station, same bat time is the First Coast Republican Club. And they meet at Casa Marina in Jack's Beach, right? It's beautiful there. It's gorgeous. I love it when I can get to that meeting because I do spend a few minutes and go out and look out over the ocean, and it's just beautiful and calming and energizing all at the same time. Is great.
Get there early because parking is at a premium.
Parking is an issue.
So there at the beach, it's there again, beautiful view, and that's why the parking is so congested at times.
Right.
Arrive early, get a great parking spot. Go all the way up to the top of the Casa Marina. There is
beautiful out there.
Little lounge, have a sandwich, soda, whatever you prefer, then go back down and watch the meeting, and it's fantastic.
Makes
for
a lovely evening. It really does. So if you're out on the east side, out by the beaches, the meeting itself starts at 7 o'clock. You can register prior to that time, and the speaker this month is going to be Jerry Holland, who is our property appraiser. And in addition to talking about issues with the property appraiser's office, he is running for re-election. And I'm sure he will let everybody know about that. But I believe he's also going to be talking about some of the ballot initiatives, the amendments that are on the actually November ballot in Florida. So that will be a very, very informative evening. And Jerry Holland is always an excellent speaker, has great information. So if you are out at the beaches Monday night, July 23rd, 7 o'clock, Jerry Holland. That is most of our big events that's our big events for this coming week. Just a reminder, we've got a primary coming up on August 28th. The last day you can register to vote for that primary is July 30th. July 30th. It's the last time you can register to vote, and it's also the last day you've got to change your voter registration if you want to vote in the Republican primary. So if you've been out there and you or your friends or your family or your neighbors, if you've got people who need to re-register, get them over here to the Republican Party. Make sure you do it before July 30th.
And if you're going to vote absentee ballot, make sure your signature is
right.
Folks' signatures change over the years. It's time to submit a new voter registration form and make sure your signature matches what will show up on your absentee ballot.
You know what? The easiest way to go to change your voter registration is go to any local public library. They have the forms right there. You can fill out your voter registration, turn them in, and make sure you do that again by July 30th. You know, we are back here every week, every Thursday, 2 o'clock. I want to thank Randy White for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Councilman-elect from District